We'll now move into the question and answer session. Although at this time I do not see any questions typed into the chat box. So anybody, any of the participants have any questions, please feel free to type them in. I don't know if Mary Grace or Christine or Debbie, if you have any other last-minute comments you may want to bring up while we are waiting for a question to be typed in, feel free to. And otherwise, we'll give it a second as I see participant typing now. Well, I thought I had saw someone typing in a question, but at this time I still do not see any questions. I'm going to go ahead and read some of the closeout material at this time. Actually, a question did just pop up. So the question reads, where does the Freight Academy go from here? A continuation of what we have seen in the last three programs, or is there a new direction to be explored? And Mary Grace, could you take a shot at answering that question?
I will. Thank you, Nicholas. Well, Sarah, I think we actually have funding for an academy to be held in 2014. We're beginning the planning stages of that now, and that's going to encompass two areas. One is the looking at what's current in the freight environment, what things we've done in the past, what might be some topical areas to focus on. The other thing we're exploring is whether or not we can mimic this experience utilizing potentially another part of the corridor. And that geographical placement is really one of the things we're trying to tackle right now. We've got a robust freight network throughout the corridor and beyond. The question really becomes, and as you know as a Freight Academy participant, and I say this to anybody that ever tries to mimic and do these kind of programs, one of the values of the program is the changing dynamics through each academy. We have tried to look at what's new, what's the focus of freight, what's emerging. Some things remain the same in our staple, but topics change. In the last academy, and the one before that in particular, as opposed to the first, we looked at a little more environmental issues. But also, quite frankly, and I don't take anything away from the rest of the country, it's been very hard to find an environment like the New Jersey, New Brunswick area where you can literally get to multiple types of distribution and warehousing in 5 to 10 minutes in almost any direction. So we are looking at geographical placement. Are there some other places we can try this out? But we're also trying to look at what are those new topics that are coming forward, looking very closely. Strauss Reeder and Jenna Reeder from the Academy, who support us fantastically with this program, are always looking about within the work they do for new topics. So we will continue to do that. But I would give a call out to those of you from the Freight Academy community that are graduates, or those of you that may have an interest in it, contact me, give me ideas. We've got some time before the spring of 2014 to put an agenda together. As potential participants or as graduates, tell me what you all think would be an area to focus on. We'll definitely look at those things.
Fantastic. Thank you. The next question I see typed in is, are there plans to start a Freight Academy listserv similar to what the Operations Academy has?
Yes, and I'll tackle that one also. We're actually in process of working on that. We're putting together some of the background that we need to within our system to make sure that we can put it up, monitor it. But again, many of you are familiar with listservs. The Operations Academy, which is a sister program that started in the coalition, now housed at the University of Maryland, has a very robust listserv, and we find people all the time, I happen to be on it, are posting questions, asking questions of each other, and that's really this continuation of this network appears. So you will be seeing that hopefully within the first quarter, if not the first half of this year. And one of the things we're toying with that listserv is, do we just make it Freight Academy graduates, or do we have sort of a two-tiered system where we have Freight Academy graduates and maybe we have a wider group of people that are just looking for a place to bounce questions around. In doing that, we'll do what we've always done. We work very closely with Federal Highways Freight Office and the Professional Development Program with ASTRO has been a fantastic supporter. So you can be guaranteed whatever we do, we will definitely, you know, work to supplement, complement other things that are out there so that all of you don't have to deal with redundancies or inefficiencies, and we can build on those tools that you have out there.
Fantastic. Thank you again, Mary Grace. At this time, I do not see any additional questions, and I'll begin to read the closeout information. If anybody has questions, please feel free to type them in. We will check back prior to concluding the seminar. But I want to thank you all for attending today's seminar. The recorded version of this event will be available within the next few weeks on the Talking Freight website. As a reminder, if you are an AICP member and would like to receive 1.5 certification maintenance credits for attending the seminar, please make sure that you are signed in today with your first and last name, or type your first and last name to the chat box if you're attending with a group of people. Please download the evaluation form and email it to me after you've completed it, and please also download the CM credit instructions if you're unsure how to obtain your credits for today's seminar. The next seminar is scheduled for January 23rd on the topic of the impacts of a temporary U.S. port closures on international supply chains and the U.S. economy. Registration for this seminar is not yet available, but an email will be sent out when the registration opens. I also encourage you to join the Freight Planning Listserv if you've not already done so. That's how the majority of the communications are sent out, including when the information on the next seminar will be open. I'll go back to the chat, see if there are any additional questions. And at this time, I do not see any questions, nor do I see any participants typing. So I will go ahead and close out. Again, I thank you all for joining today, and I hope you have a great day.